This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by the head brewer at Bentwater Brewing Company in Lynn, Adam Denny Golab. And first, Adam, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you. Glad to be talking with you as well.
Yeah. Well, Adam, we're here to talk about your business, the business here at Bentwater Brewing, and a little bit about your industry as such. And but first up, you guys have just gone through, people hear a little construction going on here and activity. It's we're outside here at Bentwater in Lynn, but you guys are just either completing or just about to complete some upgrades and improvements here.
Yeah, we're at the tail end of an expansion where we built a new building in the back of our parking lot here, and we invested in a new canning line, which is three times as fast as our previous one. We expanded our fermentation space and capacity by fourfold. So before we had about 4,500 barrels of capacity, and now we have about 24,000. So, there's a lot of room to grow for us, and it's a very exciting time to be working here.
You know, my partner, one of the guys I work with, Tim Kearns, is a big beer aficionado and loves your products, and I'm sure he wish he would be here, but he'd be out of control if he were here talking with you, Adam. I'm just saving you from that experience.
I got it. You know, it's always exciting to be down in a brewery, so I love going to myself and not just working at them. So I understand the excitement.
You know, before we get to more things on Bentwater, but the whole industry as such is that the kind of the alternative brewing crowd, which you're a part of, not the big Budweisers, Millers, and all those guys, Coors, those guys battle against one another. It's pretty competitive. But for you guys, sure, it's competitive, but yet there's a different understanding, I guess, among you guys?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. And I think a lot of that has to do with, the majority of brewers I know in this industry, started at home. So, and that homebrewing groups are, very, very popular and very, social and very sharing with the information they learn and what they're doing. So I think that's kind of transpired and into craft brewing. There's a lot of collaboration going on between breweries. If someone calls and they don't have enough oats, we can spot them a bag, we will, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of not just collaboration as in brewing together, but helping each other out when you can.
Would you consider a craft brewer like a chef in a fine restaurant, something like that, or is that an unfair comparison?
It's a little
different. Or chemistry, somebody in a chemistry lab or whatever.
There's definitely a fork truck going by.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
There's definitely,
without any beer on it, by the way.
Yeah. There's definitely I wouldn't say a strong comparison, but there's definitely the same idea of bringing ingredients together and creating something that's very similar. There's the creative aspect of brewing, but there is also a very, very big science background that goes along with that. Chemistry, biology, yeast are living organisms, and that's what's actually creating the beer. So, as brewers, we're basically just creating an environment that's beneficial for the yeast to grow and produce, alcohol. And that. So,
well, now it doesn't sound so appealing, but no, it's. But now, so tell us about the fall beers. So sometimes when you think of beer, you think of fall. Maybe it's because of the Oktoberfest connections over the years. But what are the fall beers at Bentwater?
So for the fall, we have two seasonally available beers. One is a rye IPA called Fire Barrel, and it's actually one of the owner's original homebrew recipes that we've been making for it's the fourth season, I think we're going to be doing it, or third season. So it's actually a nice, very traditional rye, spicy, bitter IPA, so it's a very old school IPA. And then we also have Boris, which is a chocolate peanut butter stout that's available in October for, a Halloween theme kind of peanut butter excitement thing. So it's cool.
I would not try that one. I'm sorry. I mean, I think that it's great if people want to try that, but I don't like chocolate and peanut butter together, and I don't like them with beer. I mean, to me, that's the trifecta of no. I'll try the other ones, but I'm just saying, it's funny how those are, but I bet it's popular.
Oh, it's very popular. It's probably one of our best-selling beers, best seasonal beer at least. It's and we don't make a ton of it, so it's limited availability, so when people see it, they tend to snatch it up pretty quickly.
Any other, what else is in the beer line, so to speak? Those are the fall beers or the special beers for this fall, so to speak, but and what, probably limited quantities and so on.
Yes. So those will be limited runs, but for the football season, we actually just released Goat, which is a Helles Lager. Our previous batches, previous years, this is the third year we're doing it, we're a little bit darker and a little more malty, so we lightened it up a little bit this year to make it more of a football beer, what you'd want to drink during a football game. So that just got shipped 2 weeks ago, so that's also going to be out for the football season.
Boy, that's timely, because the football season just started here, Adam. You guys are right on top of things.
Yeah, it was that was the goal. It was a kind of a rush job to get it out right before the first games this past Sunday. So
So, I mean, I'm just jumping around here to a couple things come into my head. So when it comes to brewing, you probably only brew like one beer at a time. Does that sound right? Or can you do multiple beers? You probably can do some multiple things, but canning is maybe one beer at a time.
Yeah, so canning is one beer at a time. But generally when we're brewing, like today, we're only brewing Thunder Funk. We're brewing two batches of it today. But tomorrow we're going to be brewing Boris, actually, the chocolate peanut butter stout, and one of our double IPAs, so that'll be the second batch of the day. Basically, throughout a brew day, we might brew all the same beer, we might brew a couple different beers, but they'll be all going through the same system, but it really depends what the schedule calls for and what we need to meet demand.
If someone were to ask you what makes Bentwater beers different from other beers, how would you answer that question? Why are they different?
I think what makes Bentwater special is the people that work here, and we have a really good team here, and we work really well together, and we take a very group-oriented approach to making sure that our beer is the best it can possibly be.
Now, I understand you guys are, you know, initiating some new collaborations around the area, so what are some of those?
So actually this past Saturday we just did a collaboration, we released our collaboration beer with the rap group Czarface. We had a pretty big event here. We had about 400 people come through, to try the beer. We had a setup back behind the brewery. We had a tent. We had some lights. We had music playing. It was a good time. And then we actually, a couple weeks ago, brewed a collaboration beer with another brewery, Channel Marker, out of Beverly. And that'll be available at Mass Brewers Guild Collaboration Festival out in Worcester on September 21st. It's one session kind of deal, the idea was to promote collaboration between breweries in Massachusetts. So there are multiple collaborations, not just ours and Channel Markers, that are going to be available only at the festival.
Adam, I also understand there's an event here on the 28th of September. What is that event?
So The Growlers, which is a web-based TV show, is going to be here filming all day. And one of our regular artists that performs here in the tap room, Chad Hollister, is going to be doing a little concert outside here. So it's actually going to be a really nice opportunity if anybody wants to come out and check out our space. You know, there'll be food. And music and beer, so it'll be a great afternoon.
All right, so you guys are located right off the Linway, right near Commercial, almost the corner of Commercial and Linway. But Adam, the tap room itself is really only open Thursday through Sunday, so tell us about that piece.
Right, so the tap room's open Thursday and Friday from 3 to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday it opens at noon, and then Saturday's open till 10, Sunday we close at 6, I believe, or 5. It's not open as late on Sundays, but... Yeah. Yeah, it's we have 14 rotating taps, so there's always something new, and it's not necessarily what's available out in the marketplace. So we do, you know, one-off availability that's only here in the tap room, and it's a great little space. We have a patio outside for the summer, so you can catch some, you know, sit out in the sun, drink some beers, and then we don't have food here, but we can order food to get delivered here, so you can bring your own food, whatever you want to do, drink some beer. It's a good time.
All right, Adam. So now, just back to you for a moment. How long have you been doing this kind of stuff, and basically, how did you get interested in it?
So I've been brewing here at the brewery for just over 3 years now, but professionally I've been doing this for about 5, and I started homebrewing.
As an amateur,
when I was 21, so that was 11 years ago at this point.
So I'm putting you about 32 years old now?
I am 32, yeah. I was like, I had to do some quick mental math there. So I started doing homebrewing at 21, so then I started doing this professionally about 5 years ago.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Adam, great talking with you, and continued success here at Bentwater, and it's great having a chance to meet you and finding out a little bit more about all the work that you're doing.
Great. It was great. It's great talking with you. Thank you.
Adam Denny Golab with us here, head brewer at Bentwater Brewing in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.